The following presentation, Know Your Network, Device and Host Discovery and Management Using SNMP, was given by Oliver Gorwitz of the European Centre for Medium Range Weather Forecasts at NetWorkshop 42 in April 2014.
Okay, I think that's enough. We can get started. Right, so this talk is about monitoring. I'm in the right place and you can hear me at the back. Yes. So thank you for coming along. What I'm going to talk about is knowing your network. What's going on, how your network's working, how healthy is it, what's connected to it, how it's connected to itself. Perhaps you think you should know this and have Visio diagrams all over your office walls, but there's actually a lot more than can go in pictures, and there's a lot more that you can do with monitoring to help you become more effective. So I'm genuinely quite enthusiastic about this stuff. This is very much, I think, reflects my attitude. I just want to say, why do I feel this way? I think for me, it's summed up by being able to phone a customer on my network or a user before they've opened a trouble ticket and say, I noticed since 8:30 this morning that there's a problem and your connection's running a bit slow and there's an engineer already on the way to fix that. And being able to do that, I think, really moves us into that proactive rather than a reactive stance on network management. And I think that's where we all want to be. And it really can change the way the team functions. So I'm going to run through five things that monitoring can help us do. I'm going to start with a brief introduction to SNMP as a technology, and then look at inventory, which sounds dull, but saves a lot of time. Locating systems by MAC address or IP. Controlling ports on the network, so bringing ports up and down, changing VLANs, things like that, using management systems. Network topology, so that's discovering what is connected to what. And finally, looking at health and performance, which is probably the thing that most of you do already, having graphs of traffic and so on and so forth. So I'm going to talk about the tools that can be used to do this and a little bit about the technology, how it works. So the first technology is SNMP, which is the Simple Network Management Protocol. You may have heard of this. It's quite an old technology, but it does surprise me as a developer of SNMP applications how many people email me and say, gosh, I never knew I could get this information out of the devices in my data center. So SNMP is an old technology, and by old, I mean really old. DNS and SMTP old in terms of internet. So we're talking late 80s. People like Vint Cerf have their names on the RFCs. So it's been around forever. And I pretty much guarantee that every device in your data center that has a network socket will support SNMP in some in some way or other. And you can get useful information from it. So it's really there for the taking. And with a little bit of investment, you can get quite a lot back. SNMP, as the S suggests, is a very simple protocol. This is kind of a simplification of the simple protocol, but you have two devices, which is effectively a client and a server, the client on the left and the server on the right there. The server listens on UDP 161, and it's a very simple protocol. Messages get sent from the client to the server or from the manager to the agent. Things like get a piece of information or set some property on the device, and the response comes back in a UDP packet. There's not a lot more to it than that. That's pretty simple, and it's worked well. So the piece of software that most people use to do this is called NetSNMP. NetSNMP is a cross-platform package which contains all of the things you need to use SNMP. There's a client application, which is the manager, and there's a server as well. And there's also, and on the client side, there's a bunch of CLI tools. And I happen to use them quite a lot for troubleshooting and things like that to check out if my devices are configured correctly for SNMP. So that's easily downloadable. There's also things like Perl bindings and stuff like that with it. So you can do a bit of programming if you want. The other thing to go with SNMP is something called MIBS. MIBS describe what features an SNMP server should provide. And the most common of these is called MIB2. So when you look at the data sheet of the switch or router that you're buying, it should say RFC 1213. If it doesn't, you tear the data sheet up, because the people that wrote that software have never heard of networking. And it defines kind of a basic level of support that you should be able to get out of a device. And some of these fields are read-only. For example, the model of the device would be a read-only field. And some are read-write, like the location, where you can actually program in perhaps the location of that device and help your management. So we're going to come on to the inventory stuff in a second. I'll show you how this can be useful. And just to show you an example from the command line of using the NetSNMP tools. So SNMP get is one of the command line utilities that comes with this. And it's quite simple. You fire off the message at the IP address of your device. You say, give me the location. And it returns back to you the string that you've programmed in, which would be my data center or whatever you've set. And I'll show you, in fact, on the next slide, some examples of what we've done on my network. So if you kind of put all this together, what I've just said, wouldn't it be awesome if there was a system that went around your network and gathered this information every night, so you always had an up-to-date list of everything that was on your network, and you always had the operating systems and models and locations and things like that? And these tools exist. So I happen to be a developer of one of them, although there's many. The one that I develop is called NetDisco. So I know this is quite small, but the gist of it, hopefully you can see the column names. For example, contact and location. These are fields that I've programmed in, or my team's programmed in on the devices, and we use those to store the telephone number of emergency contacts if there's a problem with the device, so that our 24/7 shift staff know who to call. And also the location. So we've got the data center and the cabinet there in the data center that reflects where the box is. So again, if there's an issue and they want to go and look at the red lights on the front of the box or something like that, they can find that. And then you've got the read-only fields, like the model, operating system, and serial number. And this is really good. For example, I'm sure many of us like to think that all our boxes run the same software version, and then occasionally you find one that's running an ancient, buggy version of software. This is really good for auditing that. Or if you do the annual software license renewal dance with your suppliers, it's really easy just to pull out the list of serial numbers and say, this is what I've got, send me the quote. And here, in fact, in NetDisco, so you can do things like searching on the platform. So I've just searched for one particular platform here. So the other thing that I mentioned is, just briefly on the previous slide, is interfaces. So you've got that fairly simple get request for inventory. You can also learn a lot about the interfaces on the devices. So here's a table showing the ports on one of our switches, and it's the typical information you would expect to see on the port: the name, what description has been set in the configuration, speed, MTU, whether the port is up and down, those kind of information. So I'm just going to show you briefly how SNMP does this. So it does this with a logical table inside the device. And so what happens is SNMP inside is a hierarchical system which uses these numbers to refer to a particular piece of information. Generally, we don't use them as humans because it's all embedded inside the tools, but it's useful to understand the concept. And so the first part of the number, the 136.121.221, refers to a table of interfaces on the device. And then what we do is we tack the 2 and the 3 on the end. And the 2 refers to a column in the table which is the particular field, and the three refers to the particular port, and that's how you can grab the information. So the SNMP tools do something called walking, where they walk this by incrementing the numbers. They just tick up the numbers and pull all the fields back, and then logically they can just build that table from all that information. So that's it. It's a very simple mechanism. And all the software tools encapsulate that, probably throw this information into a Postgres database, and then you can start querying it. So the tables use this get bulk method, where they just send in some way the table that they want, and the information comes back. So once we've got this information, what cool stuff can we do with it? Well, if you've ever had the problem where suddenly the performance on a link's dropped, or you know, so you're a bit confused as to why, one of the useful reports that you can run once you've got all this information is, show me all the ports in half duplex on my network. And in fact, there's four on my network right now. And this is really good because you could either run this nightly to report on that, or you can just use it as a troubleshooting tool. So it's a great first-line troubleshooting exercise, and there's all kinds of reporting that you can run. For example, look at a duplex mismatch or speed mismatches between devices. Okay, so what I've done now is cover a basis in SNMP, and for the remaining half of the talk, I'm going to go through more scenarios and things that are useful that it allows you to do. So probably the next most useful thing is to locate systems on the network by MAC or IP address. And the way that the tools do this is, again, by gathering data out of SNMP tables, and then they put this into a database that you can query. But the first thing is to understand the problem here is that all the switches and see all the devices. So if we've got a sample network here with a layer 3 switch on the left-hand side and some other switches, and we've got two workstations, conceptually within the layer 3 switch, there's two tables. There's a table that maps IP to MAC address, and there's a table that maps MAC address to physical interface on the device. But the problem is that every device sees every workstation. So from the perspective of this layer 3 switch on the left, it sees everything, and it will report about those two workstations on its own ports. Likewise, this device will report about that workstation on its port, but actually, the only device that's telling you the real location of those workstations is the edge switch. And of course, it isn't just one MAC address per port. If they've got virtual machines and things like that, you can have multiple. So what you need is a bit of intelligence on the tool that's gathering the SNMP data to deduplicate that and put it all into a database. And surprise, surprise, that's what these tools do. So here, I've just run a query against a workstation name, and it's popped back two workstations, which I don't know if you can see, they live on the same switch port, so that's gig 1115. And they've got separate MAC addresses, and so this is the edge switch. So what we've got is NetDisco's polling hourly to get this information from all the devices on the network, and you can do these very simple queries by IP address or MAC address or DNS name to find systems. And it's doing all of this deduplication magic. But once you've got all this information, what other cool stuff can you do with it? Well, another nice one is to look at the utilization, because once you know every IP address that's in use on your network and you know your subnets, you can say, well, how well utilized are my subnets? Do I have any underutilized ones? Do I have any gaps in my IP space? What's the next available free IP? You can really start to run these kinds of queries against the database to learn more and start planning your network. So the next topic is set. Now, so far we've just been pulling information from the devices, but you can also use SNMP to change the configuration of devices. And surprise, surprise, it just uses the very simple protocol. You send the interface index, the property that you want to change, and the value that you want to set it to. So what kinds of things would you want to change? Well, you might want to change the up-down status of a port, the VLAN, the description on it, those kinds of things. And it's nice to have a management interface that does this rather than groveling around at the command line where fat fingers can make all kinds of mistakes on the wrong interfaces. And NetDisco handily, once you choose to disable a port, makes you give a reason for it. So, for example, it might be that there's a copyright violation on that port and you want to shut it down, or you've discovered an exploit or a virus and they need to clean the machine before they're allowed back online. Okay. So, moving on. What else can SNMP help us with? So the next thing after looking at the actual per switch configuration, like ports and IP addresses and MACs, is how that your network as a whole is connected together. And this is a surprisingly interesting thing to know, because as I say, despite your Visio diagrams, the Visio diagrams probably don't tell you on an aggregated link of, so let's say you've got 4 1-gig links or 2 10-gig links, are they actually correctly connected? Are they connected to the links you think they're connected to? And this often isn't the case. And so the way that this is done under the hood is that there are these protocols, and probably CDP is the one that most people are familiar with, which is the Cisco Discovery Protocol, and LLDP is the standards-based equivalent. FDP is the Foundry Brocade one, which is effectively a CDP clone. And what these do is periodically broadcast information about the port that they are, so that the port on the other end of that link can gather and build that information up. And it's great for troubleshooting. You can because often this protocol is up before routing and other higher level protocols are working. So you can really think, well, why isn't my peering coming up? Well, it's because I've patched in the wrong port. And yet again, it's just another table of information that SNMP can pull. And once you've got all that in a database, you can use graphics libraries like D3 and those kinds of things to draw pretty pictures like this. They're good and they're bad in some ways, but they can be helpful to kind of visualize what's going on, particularly in complex networks. And bear in mind, this is layer 2. This is not a layer 3 map, and there's a big difference. So just to sum up some of the other table-based things before we come on to the final area of monitoring, just some more examples. One of the ones I like is PoE budgeting. So if you've got a switch where you've got a certain PoE, maximum PoE budget that you can get out of that switch due to the available power, you can use SNMP to report on that and decide whether you can put more access points in and so on. And PoE is something also that you can turn on and off through the web interface of NetDisco. So that's quite a handy thing as well. You can look to see whether people have plugged in little Netgear switches into your managed switch, and there's suddenly lots more things connected to a port. That's quite handy. Or whether they're internet connection sharing and things like this. Duplex mismatches I mentioned. VLAN inventory is good for understanding what's in use. And there's lots of stuff you can do on wireless to do with auditing, because wireless devices all have SNMP support as well. So you can do lots of auditing of how your wireless system is being used. Okay, so the final area is health and performance. Now, I'm not directly involved in any software project that does this, and it's a very simple answer to what tools should we use to look at the performance of our network. Well, there's really only one that works for me, and it's Observium. So if you've not heard of that, I really recommend you have a look at it. It's very easy to use, very easy to deploy, and it's pretty much auto-magical. It does everything you need. It's not entirely free software, which is the only bugbear, but to be honest, I'd rather spend my time doing other things, and this does the job really well. When you point Observium at a device, it just automatically gets all the information that it can, and you end up with a page like this, where you have, I don't know how much that's come out, but information on all the ports, CPU load, flash storage, temperature sensors, and so on. And just one final thing, funky thing that another tool is SmokePing. Now, SmokePing doesn't use SNMP. I recommend you use SmokePing, but SmokePing can use SNMP, and it can use it in a very interesting way to basically remotely monitor through another router. So I'll leave that as a little something to look up afterwards, if you're interested in that. That's quite an advanced thing, but it's useful. I'm at the end, don't worry. So that's a review of what we did. Hopefully that's given you a taster of what SNMP can do, and these tools are free. It's a really good investment for your network, so I really recommend that you install them. There's not a lot of overhead, and you will reap the rewards in the future. So thank you very much.
Many thanks to Oliver. Have we got any questions? We've got time for a couple. On that. Do you want to see if we can get the microphone? Otherwise, I can't pick it up on the screen.
Hello. Yeah, it's Ching Lee from University of Leeds. We have lots of monitoring program around network already. Do you have any advice about how you limit on the switches and the routers about various device probing?
So in terms of the security aspects?
Yeah, and also the loading figure, because some of these SNMPs, they all run by software in the switch,
yeah, okay.
And they can rack up the CPU.
Okay, so there's two questions there. I'll answer the loading question first. Yes, you often see the CPUs running at 100% whilst you're polling. On most good platforms, however, that job is classed as a low priority job. So what you'll see, say on a Catalyst 6500 Cisco, is you'll see the CPU pegging at 100% whilst it's processing the ARP table that you're gathering. However, if the routing job, the BGP, needs to do some work, it lets BGP go first. So on good platforms, that priority is managed, and actually the CPU is nothing to worry about. The second question over security, I did have some bonus slides, which were about SNMP security. Use version 3, which will encrypt and protect your SNMP traffic. And then actually on the device, you can set things like access control lists over which IPs can make queries in the first place. So those are the two ways to attack that problem.
I'm going to stop questions now because we're going to run out of time. Oliver's around for the whole of the conference, so please feel free to catch him in the bar, buy him a pint,
yes.
Tell you even more of his secrets.
Send me an email if you want to chat.
This recording was brought to you by Janet Training as part of NetWorkshop Online. Further information is available on our website at www.ja.net/training.